Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Monarch butterflies are an iconic species known for their distinctive markings and long annual journeys to overwinter along the California coast. But more recently, headlines have focused on drastic population declines, which has led to the monarchs being considered for protection under the Endangered Species Act. We've talked on Insight before, actually not that long ago, about the challenges facing monarchs and how this year's count was among the lowest on record. But this weekend, an event in Solano County aims to educate and empower people to protect these butterflies while also turning the area into an ecotourist destination. It is the second annual Bay Area Butterfly Festival, and it will take place along the Mare Island Promenade in Vallejo this Sunday, June 1st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Joining us now to tell us more about the festival is Sarah McKibben, the Habitat Restoration Project Manager with the Solano Resources Conservation District. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Must be a very busy week for you, I can only imagine.
It is, for sure.
So this is my first time learning about the Solano Resources Conservation District. How does your organization work to help preserve and protect monarch butterflies?
Yeah, so there are several RCDs throughout the state of California. They're a special district similar to school districts and fire districts. And Solano Resource Conservation District is mostly grant funded at this point. We pursue grants for anything from habitat restoration, fire recovery and prevention, flood prevention. And we have a huge education program that takes kids out on field trips throughout the year. So my focus on monarchs is supported by a large Wildlife Conservation Board grant. And it's, you know, the main purpose is for creating habitat and supporting monarch butterfly and pollinator recovery overall.
I mean, you had a lot of pollinators to choose from. Why do you love monarchs and butterflies so much?
It's hard to be against monarchs. It takes an extra special grumpy person, is what I say, to not like monarchs. And it's a very charismatic species. But ultimately, if you create habitat for monarch butterflies, you're actually creating habitat for all pollinators.
Oh, like bees?
Yes, honeybees, which, you know, the European honeybees and all of our native bees, which a lot of people don't know about, but perform a large percentage of our food pollination. A third of the food that we eat is dependent on pollination services. There's some native bee populations, particularly bumblebee populations, that are struggling as much, if not more, than monarch butterflies. But to be honest, I mean, those alarm bells have been going on for decades, and I think it's harder to rally people behind, you know, bees that sting people, or people are afraid of getting stung, and also just the overall messaging, like, oh, save the pollinators. It's overwhelming. And so we're focusing on monarchs, knowing that it will create and protect all pollinators. And so it's just kind of distills the messaging into something that people can focus on. And also we can give people the tools to support monarchs and pollinators in a way that they can actually control.
So when I think about monarchs in California, I think about Pacific Grove or the Central Coast. So what are monarchs like? What is this community like in Vallejo, in this part of the North Bay?
Yeah, so there's monarch butterfly overwintering sites all along the coast, but there are actually several in the Bay Area that a lot of people don't know about. And we're focusing a lot of our work on in Vallejo because there are at least three overwintering sites. One has been known for a long time, and pretty much anybody that's lived on Mare Island for 15 to 20 years can remember monarchs clustering in the trees right next to St. Peter's Chapel on Mare Island. And, you know, I've talked to people that have used to see them hanging from the trees like chandeliers. They still come, they still overwinter in those trees, but at much lower numbers.
So how did this butterfly festival get started? It's the second year. When did the idea come about to have a Bay Area Butterfly Festival?
Yeah, so this kind of evolved from a partnership that we, Solano RCD, has with Vallejo People's Garden and the Monarch Milkweed Project, which are nonprofits in Benicia and Vallejo areas. And we had worked together to do habitat installation projects in community gardens and schools and just community spaces overall. And we just wanted to do more to really educate and embrace, you know, just grasp a larger audience, I guess you could say, and make a bigger impact and get the biggest bang for our buck. So, I mean, you can do habitat installation projects, but, you know, once they're done, a lot of people don't necessarily know about it. So,
well, the fact that you're doing it again this year, I imagine last year was a hit.
It was. We had over 4,000 people attend. And from other event organizers in the community, we were told that that was the largest first-time festival that they had seen. So it's very exciting. We're hoping to have at least that much attendance, if not more. We've got way more vendors and more activities. And yeah, so there's just more going on this year.
Are there tickets for purchase or is it free?
It is a suggested donation to the nonprofits, and those donations support future projects installing habitat in elementary schools particularly, and just community spaces and beautification in downtown Vallejo and other areas to support monarchs. And our ultimate goal is to bring back the monarchs. So that's kind of our catchphrase, I guess you could say.
Well, and a great way to do that is what you're doing at a festival. I mean, the general public can come. I mean, you may love a butterfly, a monarch in particular, but maybe don't know a lot about them or this species. And so by learning about them, I think it can really empower you to feel like you can do something to help a problem that just seems like so much bigger than us, where you can feel like you don't really have a lot of control.
Exactly that. So we're focusing on providing the tools and the education to people so that they can actually participate. And, you know, we'll have thousands of milkweed and native plants available. Even if people can't plant, you know, or if they don't have a garden, even if they have just a planter on their apartment balcony, there's things that people can do that are very simple. And again, even if you don't have a space to plant or you just don't want to try your hand at gardening, there's even just, you know, educating people about using their buying power to support Monarch.
So there is a full day of activities come this Sunday for the festival from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We only have about a minute left. What should people know? What are they in for?
We have, at this point, over 100 vendors that will include, you know, nonprofit conservation organizations and arts and crafts and, of course, food trucks, lots of food trucks. We'll have a whole area dedicated to, like, being kind of a kid zone where there's lots of hands-on activities and kids-oriented shows and performances. There's a whole other area dedicated to our nonprofit partners with several workshops and presentations, and then a whole other area focused on highlighting the local arts community. And there'll be even like a live mural painting, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's a illuminated inflatable nature forest.
I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a local artist that hand sews these big inflatable sculptures, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and it's a good excuse to go spend time in Vallejo.
Yeah, and we'll also have a tent. It's not going to be where people can go in, but people can see live monarch butterflies and caterpillars and just lots of different activities, trying to incorporate the whole public and entice everybody to participate in pollinator and monarch recovery.
Well, Sarah, thanks for being part of this and for stopping by to share a little bit about it with us.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to see the turnout on June 1st, on Sunday.
On Sunday. Sarah McKibben is with the Solano Resources Conservation District, and we've been talking about the second annual Bay Area Butterfly Festival. It is taking place this Sunday, June 1st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the Mare Island Promenade in Vallejo, and we have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight. Insight. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.